Summer camps keep kids busy when school is out, and Hamilton County will be providing opportunities to read over the summer. I'm speaking with county employees to find out what is happening at our parks this year. Hamilton County Parks and Recreation is setting up a series of summer mini camps, and this is relatively new for Hamilton County. We have the director of Hamilton County Parks and Recreation, Tom Lamb, joining us, as well as our recreation programming specialist, Maureen Davis, is here, and the program manager for Read 20, Shula Yelliott. What can we look forward to this year? We'll start off with reading, because that's a vitally important concept for education, and especially over the summer for children. Shula, what are you doing with the parks to make reading special?
Well, it's a natural partnership, I have to say first. We are both county programs, and we enjoy working together. So they have the beautiful parks. We have all the books. So it's perfect. We are going to have two separate camps, one in June, one in July. They're both basically read-alouds and literacy-based so that children can continue their reading throughout the summer. However, the first one in June will be a read-aloud with daily activities. The reading club in June is really second graders, third graders, and fourth graders. The one in July is more involved. It is combined with the Great American Campout, so it is going to be involved with reading every day, books that are relevant to the activities that are going on and relevant to the title of the camp. So it is about camping, it is about reading, and it is about the activities that we'll be doing daily.
The Book It Camp, that is the Reading Mini Camp, June 16th through the 18th, will be at the Tennessee River Park Fry Fishing Center Meeting Room, and that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is absolutely free, and you're asking them to pre-register because there's kind of limited space available. Campers also need to bring their lunch and snacks, but you'll be providing water. And Read 20 is providing the books for this?
Absolutely, always.
Read 20, of course, reminds parents to read to their children for at least 20 minutes every day. And guaranteed they'll get their 20 minutes in the Book It camp.
They will.
Other camps that we have coming up, also in June, Mountain Bike Camp, which is June 8th through the 12th. Let's talk about mountain bikes, Tom.
There's a mountain bike camp that will be held at Enterprise South Nature Park. We have 10 miles worth of mountain bike trails at Enterprise South. And Maureen has partnered with a gentleman with Cahutta Adventures named Eric Pullen. And he's put this on for a couple of years in a row now. It's been very well received. Several kids have come out and they've learned the difference between just riding a bike on the street like they may around their neighborhoods and riding an actual mountain bike on mountain bike trails. The kids that are involved oftentimes will wind up being involved in the youth mountain bike racing series, which usually happens throughout the year, but there's also a race right after the camp. And a lot of the kids, they'll be through with camp, they'll enjoy it so much, they'll want to immediately enter into that race.
So that is at Enterprise South Nature Park, June 8th through the 12th, and also July 27th through the 31st.
Right. That's correct.
Are you targeting different age groups on this?
It's basically one set of age groups, which is your 9 to 15-year-olds. Most of them are going to be between like 10 and 12 is probably our average age, but we do have some older ones that come every year. And this year we're probably even going to have some junior counselors who are graduates of the program from the past who are going to be coming to help Eric lead the groups during both camps.
What's the time during that?
From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon.
So they're also encouraged to bring their lunch, bring their snacks, and probably bring nice portable water bottles that can be used on the bicycles. Will you also be providing bicycles for those who don't have them?
If they do not have them and they contact Eric, he will do his best to set them up with a loaner bike for the camp.
That's one of the real benefits of partnering with Eric and Cahutta Adventures is he's been able to provide a multitude of equipment that some of these kids might not have had otherwise.
And of course, they're encouraged to wear safety helmets.
Absolutely.
It's required as well as he's going to be providing gloves this year as well for biking gloves for them that they can purchase as well before camp.
The family campout is something a little bit different. This is a brand new event also for Hamilton County Parks and Recreation. And this is an opportunity for the entire family to get involved. This is at Chester Frost Park.
There's a national campaign to get people out and get them to camp in tents. And we wanted to kind of dovetail into that. Unfortunately, the actual official day is a little earlier than we could actually handle, so we are going to do it at the end of our mini camp. We are going to partner with a great group from Tennessee, which is a group of environmental educators here in town, and they're going to actually be able to come because they have a facility called the Gear Closet where they get gently used equipment. They're going to be able to bring all that out to us. They're going to either be able to rent a tent or buy it on site and other equipment as well. And then they are going to actually bring their stuff out to help folks learn how to pitch their tent, how to set up a fire. We're going to have a great little fireside activity that night. And we really are encouraging first-time campers. We don't want folks that are really experts at camping. We want these first-time campers to get out there with their families and experience what it's like to be in the great outdoors.
Now, the Chester Frost Family Campout Weekend is July 8th through the 10th, but you also have some mini camps going on during the day from 9 a.m. to noon for ages 5 through 7. You'll have a session and then 1 to 4 in the afternoon or ages 8 to 10. And for the younger ones, the parents are required to be there. What will they be doing?
We'll have different groups coming each day to do educational programming. We're going to be doing some hands-on craft activities, as well as our read-alongs that we'll be doing with Read 20. So it's going to kind of cover all the bases. They're going to have fun while they learn.
And we also have Read 20 involved in that.
We're going to be reading every day, as we should always. And they'll get a book every day. But they will also be doing a daily activity that is relative to the book subject matter that we are reading, which will also be tied into camping. And then they'll be working also on a long-term project that will take them all 3 days to complete so that they can take it back with them at the end of the week to their campsite or to home.
So to participate in the mini camps, those are also the families that are involved in the campout.
They can be. They don't have to be because some families may not be able to come on that particular night. The camp out is just on that Friday night at the conclusion of camp. Like I said, the only thing we are requiring is that they've never camped before, and they would have to pre-register for that just like they do for the mini camp.
The family camp out does have a small fee associated with it. Are there mini camps during the day? They're also part of that fee. You need to be pre-registered for the campout sessions and the mini sessions during the day. You have to be pre-registered by Monday, July 6th, or until it's full. Will you have it posted on your website?
Yes, and we'll also do social media as well.
What's the URL for the Hamilton County Parks and Rec?
HamiltonTN.gov, and then you go to the link that says Parks and Recreation. There's a little park bench there, and you click on that. That will take you to our page, and you can see what we're posting for the current month's activities.
And it will also be on the Read 20 Facebook page and the Read 20 website.
Bam. See?
www.read20.org. We are asking that the parents stay with the younger children that are 5 to 7 in that campout camp just because of their age. But it's not necessary, but always welcome if they want to stay with the older ones.
You can register and learn more about all of the Hamilton County Parks and Recreation Summer Mini Camps online at HamiltonTN.gov or by calling 423-842-6748. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.